insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما أسألكم عليه من أجر إن أجري إلا على رب العالمين.
And I do not ask you for it any payment. My payment is only from the Lord of the worlds.
فاتقوا الله وأطيعون.
So fear Allah and obey me.
قالوا أنؤمن لك واتبعك الأرذلون.
They said, should we believe you while you are followed by the lowest class of people?
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing these verses of chapter Shu'ara. وما أسألكم عليه من أجر إن أجري إلا على رب العالمين. فاتقوا الله وأطيعون قالوا أنؤمن لك واتبعك الأرذلون. And I do not ask you any recompense for it. My recompense is only from the Lord of the worlds. So then be in awe of Allah and obey me. And they said, shall we believe in you while the meanest follow you? So Prophet Noah tried to resort to his rightfulness, his trustworthiness, he reminded for them again. And because this is a spiritual matter, this is only invitation to monotheism, he made this absolutely clear that he is not asking any recompense for it. He is not looking for wealth and benefit, and he is only relying on his Lord for providing him whatever he needs. But this was the answer of those pretext seekers. They said, shall we believe in you while the meanest follow you? أَنُؤْمِنُ لَكَ وَاتَّبَعَكَ الْأَرْذَلُونَ. They added that they could never deal with such a group of people because they had never sat with them at one table. They had never gathered with them under one ceiling. And this is a very irrational expectation to want them to be together under one ceiling, under one roof. And they were, and from this perspective, when we look at it, they were right. The value of a leader can be recognized by his followers. And so to speak, a shrine is known by means of its visitors. It is true that they were right and correct in this matter, that a leader can be known by means of his followers, but their great mistake was that they had lost the concept and criterion of personality. For them, as we mentioned, the criterion of measuring the values of people was property, was wealth, was beautiful, costly clothing and houses and mounts. And they were neglectful of spiritual things like purity, piety, and rightfulness. Those things that could be found abundantly among the poor classes of their society and were very scarce among the notable and noble ones. This was their biggest mistake.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So this was the worst form of thought, ruling their ideas. So they counted the poor class of the society as the meanest level. This is what we understand from the word أرذلون, as the verse says, وَاتَّبَعَكَ الْأَرْذَلُونَ, while the meanest followed you. The Arabic word أَرْذَل has the plural form of أَرَذِل, and it is itself also a plural form of رَذْل, that means low and mean. If they came out of the prison of the social class division, they might clearly understand that the belief of this group was the best evidence for the legitimacy and authenticity of the call of the Prophet, because they were the ones having this piety and purity, and they were the ones who were gathered around such man of divine prophethood. I mean, there are some other ways that we can understand he was the Prophet, because he at first, he made this clear that I'm not looking for any benefit. He stopped the people bringing excuses. He stopped the pretext seekers. He said that I am only relying on my Lord, and this is a spiritual matter. All of his followers, most of them, were the ones who were unknown. وَاتَّبَعَكَ الْأَرْذَلُونَ. And he were right, and most of the time, the ones who are right have least followers in the societies. وَاتَّبَعَكَ الْأَرْذَلُونَ. These groups of people were making the minority of the society, so, and we also know that we should not disrespect an idea, an ideology, a belief, because of its few followers. We will continue discussing the verses of this chapter, dear listeners, later on. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets of this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.